हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। ब्रह्मानन्दवल्लि ब्रह्मविदा आप्नोति परम् तदेषाभ्युक्ता सत्यम् ज्ञानमनन्तम् ब्रह्म यो वेद निहितम् गुहायाम् परमे व्योमन् सोऽश्नुते सर्वान् कामान् सः ब्रह्मणा विपश्चितेति। रिपीटिङ्ग् द ऋग् ओन्लि द ऋग् मन्त्र। We know this Rig Mantra beginning from Satyam Jnanamanantam Brahma, ending with Brahmana Vipaschiteti, is an unfoldment of explanation of the Sutra Bhutam Vakyam, the brief statement Brahma Vidapnoti Param. So we understood Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam are three Visheshanani. They are not simple Visheshanani, but they are Lakshana Visheshanani. They are defining words, definitions. They are like adjectives, but they serve as definitions. And we also understood these three words, Jnanam, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, are not mutually connected, but all the three words directly connected to Brahma, and each word reveals Brahma in terms of its given nature. By distinguishing it from everything else other than Brahma, which is not Brahma. We also understood the difference between Visheshanani and Lakshanani. Visheshanani, Lakshanani. The simple adjectives can only distinguish the objects from the rest of the objects of the same species. Whereas definitions can distinguish the object of its kind from everything else which is not that object. And this difference between the definition and the adjective was clarified by Shankara Bhagavatpada. The Pura Pakshi had a doubt. Visheshanani, the adjectives are relevant, meaningful, only if a substantive has a given substantive, a given object meant by a given word has to be distinguished from many other objects of the same species. Brahman happens to be one secondless. Second Brahman being not there, many Brahmans are being not there. These words, Satyam Yamanantam Brahma, adjectives are not relevant. This was his doubt. So Shankara Bhagavatpada, differentiating the definition from the Visheshanam, adjective, simple adjective, explained that definition is that which distinguishes Lakshyate Anena Iti Lakshanam. What is defined is something to be known, something yet to be understood. The very definition itself is needed to understand what is unknown. So Lakshanam defines the object, it reveals the object by distinguishing it from everything else other than that. So having given this difference, mentioned this difference, Shankara Bhagavatpada further state that these three words are Lakshana Visheshanani, they are relevant and meaningful defining words, meaningful Lakshanani definitions. Then he explained the meaning of the word Satyam. We have seen the meaning of the word Satyam. What is Satyam? Satyam means that which is real. What is real? That which does not undergo any change is real. That which does not undergo any change means the changeless is Satyam. Changeless must be that which has no beginning, which has no end, and which is not subject to any form of change. That is real. Satyam is real. So here we define it also, that the nature of an object, the form of an object, if it undergoes a change, it is mithya. If it doesn't undergo change, it is Satyam. Explained it also. Then when he explains Satyam and mithya, to say mithya, he used the word anritam. And in support of his explanation of what is Satyam and Mithya, he also quoted a statement mantra from Chandogya Upanishad, very popular quotation, Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadheyam Mrittiketyeva Satyam. Vacharambanam Namadheyam Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadheyam Mrittika Ityeva Satyam. To make us understand what is Satyam and what is Mithya, the difference between Satyam and Mithya is that any effect is a modification of a modified form of something which already existed. Therefore, any effect is meant by the word vikaraha, modification. And an effect is nothing but a name, a non-substantial form denoted by a non-substantial word, a namadeyam, which is hanging on the tongue, centered on the tongue, vacharambanam. So with reference to the clay pot, the word pot is just a non-substantial form denoted by a word which is centered on the tongue. There's no substance called a pot. And mrittika ityeva satyam, the pot is the form and name is mithya, and the clay alone is satyam with reference to clay pot. It's a relative. He explained that. Therefore, with reference to the entirety of the cosmos, Brahman is Satyam. The absolute reality implied with the term Brahman alone is Satyam, that Brahman alone is real. This entire objective universe, other than the reality implied by the term Brahman, is non-substantial form and name, like a pot. Which means, just as pot has no independent existence of its own, Jagat has no independent existence of its own. Just as there's no substance called pot, there's no substance called Jagat. Just as clay is the only substance with reference to the pot, similarly, here this absolute reality, Brahman, is the only substance, only reality with reference to, only Vastu, with reference to this entirety of the universe. Therefore, being Satyam, the reality implied by the word Satyam is not subject to change. Therefore, the word Satyam releases this reality from being subject to change. From change means reality is of the nature of changelessness. And that reality alone obtains in the form of existence of the universe. So from here, we understand that just as clay is the ghatasya karanam, the cause of the pot, so also Brahman has the status of being the cause of the universe. Then we understood Brahmanaha karanatvam praptam. Because existence of the clay is the existence of the pot. The same way, if with reference to clay pot, clay is real, pot is mithya. With reference to the entire Jagat, Jagat is mithya, Brahman is satyam. So existence of Brahman is existence of the Jagat. Why? Because existence of the cause is the existence of the effect. Effect has no independent existence. That is why effect is mithya. Effect is non-countable. So here, with this example, we understand existence of Brahman is the existence of the universe. Therefore, with reference to the entire universe, the cause of the universe is Brahma. That is where we saw, Ataha, Brahmanaha karanatvam praptam. Therefore, Brahman, if Brahman is Satyam, the reality, then real with reference to this Jagat, then Brahman has the status of being the cause. Once, if Brahman is looked upon as the cause, the Brahman has what now? Karakatvam. Karanas, any karanam, has the status of being associated with an action. Brahman has karakatvam. Any cause has karakatvam. Why? Because a cause, it is associated with an action. Any cause has a status of being an accessory associated with an action. Not only that, if Brahman is a cause of the, looked upon the cause of the universe, the material cause as a substance of the sub. Now we can say clay is a substance of the substantive pot. With reference to the entire universe, the Brahman is a substance only substance, only vastu, then as only substance with reference to these enters universe, the material cause of the universe is Brahma. Not only the material cause, the intelligent cause of the universe also is Brahma. Even though Brahman is neither the cause nor the effect. Brahman is neither the material cause nor the intelligent cause. There is no effect also. All that is, there is only Brahma. This is the final fact we are supposed to arrive at. But still at this stage, when the word Satyam is unfolded, here Brahman actually has the status of being the cause of the universe as the substance of the universe. So the material cause of the universe is Brahma. If Brahman has the status of being the material cause of the universe, then Brahman also mistaken to be of the nature of innateness. Why? Because any cause is of the nature of innateness. And any cause is also subject to change. A cause has two factors. Cause is always associated with the two factors. Cause is subject to change. It has to undergo change, has to go through certain processing to become an effect. And it must be of the nature of inertness also. Therefore, Brahman, this absolute abstract reality implied by the term Brahman, being the only substance of a substantive universe, is mistaken to be a material which is subject to change and which is in it. So, vastutvata mridvata achidrupata prapta. Therefore, the next word, immediately following the next word, jnanam. That word jnanam, the next definition jnanam, releases Brahman from being mistaken to be inert and changeful. So Brahman is not subject to change. That's why changelessness is the nature of Brahma. That's why it's implied by the term Satyam. And as Satyam, it has the status of being the material and the intelligent material cause of the universe. At the same time, it is not of the nature of inertness. Reality is not inert. Brahman is not inert. Therefore, it is said, Jnanam Brahma. The word next definition, Jnanam Brahma. This is where we left last class. We have to see. Are you all with me? Correct. Now, Jnanam. So, the word next definition, Jnanam. So, what does the word Satyam do? Satyam reveals the reality in terms of its nature of existence, that it is real. Being real, it has no beginning, no end, not subject to change. Mainly changelessness. Nirvikaratvam is the sarupam of Brahma. Changelessness is the sarupam of reality. Therefore, it is implied by the term Satyam. Therefore, it is real. So, changelessness is a sarupa means what? It has no beginning, no end, no other change, no form of change. At the same time, It has the status of being the cause of everything, the universe. As a cause, it should not be mistaken like any other cause. Any cause being subject to change and being inert. Brahman also should not be mistaken like any other cause. Therefore, Brahman is changeless. Brahman is the cause from the standpoint of the universe. At the same time, Brahman is not inert. That is understood by the following definition, jnanam. Therefore, here, how it is explained, let us see here. Jnanam. Okay, before I enter into this word, before I take this word jnanam, let me say a few things beforehand. Jnanam. This word jnanam is a noun. It is derived from the root jnā. Jnā. And the root jnā, when it takes the relevant affix ana, you get this noun jnanam, ana, like drish ana, then darshanam, pa ana, panam. Like that, jnā is the root, the affix ana is added, then how it is added, what happens? The grammatical aspects you are not going to see here. That is Samskritam class. Later on. We only understand here the root is jnā, ana is an affix. That's how, depending in keeping with whichever part of speech, whichever word you want to derive, you have to add the relevant affix. Jānāti. You add a vikarana pratyaya and verbal affix, you get a verb janati. Like that, different words. You can form a verb, you can form a participle, you can form anything. Like jnata, past passive participle. Affixes are different. But here, to form this noun jnanam, the affix taken by this root is ana. So get this noun jnanam. Jnanam is a gerund. Jnana means knowing. Knowing. But here, this ana affix has its own uniqueness that it is very versatile. When I say it is versatile, what it means is the jnanam can be a source for deriving three different meanings, actually four different meanings. A root with the ana affix can be a source for deriving different meanings. Meanings, a meaning of first case, a meaning, name of a word in first case. Prathama vyutpattihi. Prathama vyutpattihi, when you say a word, the derivation of the meaning in first case is prathama vyutpattihi. Janati iti jnanam. Janati iti jnanam. So that which knows is knowledge. Therefore, the one who knows is knowledge, jnanam. What is jnanam? Janati iti jnanam. If you take the meaning of as janati iti jnanam, there the word jnanam, from the word jnanam, the meaning derived is, in first case, It is jnata. The knower, janati iti jnanam, means jnata. Jnata is what? Knower. The one who knows is knowledge. Means who, the one who knows is who? Jnata, jnatru. So jnata is the pratama vyutpattihi. Pratama vyutpattihi means what? The meaning, the derivation of the meaning of the word jnanam in first case is what? Pratama vyutpattihi, jnata. So the one meaning of the word jnanam is what? Jnata. Can be jnata. The word jnanam can mean the knower. Even though it's a neutral gender word, jnanam is a neutral noun, still, the neutral gender word, still the derivation of the meaning of this word jnanam can be in first case as the subject of knowledge, jnata. How do you explain it? Janati iti jnanam. Okay. Then the derivation of the meaning in second case. Jnayate iti jnanam. Yat jnayate tat jnanam. Yaha janati. Yat janati or yaha janati tat jnanam. Then yat jnayate tad jnanam. Yat jnayate tad jnanam means what? That which is known is jnanam. But when this meaning, then there's a derivation of this meaning in second case. Yat jnayate tad jnanam. That which is known is jnanam means the word jnanam, also the meaning, the derivation of the meaning of this word jnanam can be an object of knowledge. The derivation, vyutpattihi means derivation. Vyutpadyate means derives. Vyutpattihi, derivation. So derivation of the meaning of the word jnanam can be jnata. Derivation of the meaning of the word jnanam can be jnyeyam, jnyeyam, an object of knowledge. The subject of knowledge can be the meaning. Object of knowledge also can be the meaning, jnyeyam. Then, this is dvitya vyutpattihi, derivation in second case. The derivation of the meaning of this word jnanam can be in third case also. Jnayate anena iti jnanam. See, janati iti jnanam, or yad jnanati tad jnanam. Yat jnayate tat jnanam. Now, yena jnayate tat jnanam. That by which something is known. That by which something is known means what? Instrument of knowledge. Yena jnayate tat jnanam. That by which something is known is also said to be jnanam. So the derivation of the meaning of this word jnanam can be, in instrumental case, can mean what? An instrument of knowledge. So, karanam. So, jnata, jnyeyam, and jnana karanam, instrument of knowledge also. These three meanings, and all these three meanings, karta, karma, karanam, are all karakani. All these are associated with as subject of the act of knowing, subject object of act of knowing, and the instrument of the act of knowing, they are all associated with action, the karakani. And the karakas are subject to change, the time bound. Okay. And one more thing, there are three meanings. So, but here we have to understand this word jnanam does not mean subject of knowledge, does not mean the object of knowledge, does not mean instrument of knowledge. Jnanam, this definition jnanam does not mean subject, object or instrument of knowledge. Because Brahman is not a subject of knowledge. Brahman is not the object of knowledge. Brahman is not even the instrument of knowledge. Then one more meaning is there. It's called. So we are not taking Prathama, Dvitiya, Tritiya, Vyutpattayaha. We are not taking these three derivations of the word jnanam. Derivation of the meaning in first case, second case and third case. There's another meaning which is bhava vyutpattihi. Bhava vyutpattihi means the thought. Thought which rises in the form of a knowledge. Thought pertaining to a given object. A thought form of an object is bhava. So the meaning of the derivation of the meaning of the word jnanam can be a thought form of an object. A thought form of an object is said to be vrittihi. Vrittihi. Vrittihi is a thought modification. Vritti parinamaha. Vritti parinamaha or vrittihi means a thought. A thought form of an object. A thought becomes formed in the mind when a given object is perceived. A thought form of an object is formed. Only then the form outside, the object outside, can become the known. Anyway, we are not trying to understand here the process of knowing. When any given object is perceived through any of the means of knowledge, a specific thought form of that object becomes formed in the mind. The thought formation of a given object is said to be vritti parinamaha. So vritti rises. We can say vritti jnanam. A thought form of an object rises means what? There's a vritti jnanam, which is manifest knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. Manifest knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. Vrittihi. So this is knowledge of an object. So the derivation of the meaning of the word jnanam can be knowledge, a given piece of knowledge of any given object. Knowledge of an object. So the word jnanam can mean give the meaning of the subject of knowledge, can also give the meaning of an object of knowledge, It can give the meaning of an instrument of knowledge. It can also mean the knowledge of any given object. Four meanings. So, but here we have to understand this word jnanam does not mean any of these four derivations, four meanings. Because Brahman implied by the definition jnanam, revealed by the definition jnanam, is not associated with any karakam, not any karma, any action. It is not a karakam. Karaka sambandham nasti brahmanaha. Therefore, definitely the word jnanam, Brahman revealed by the word jnanam, is not subject of knowledge, not object of knowledge, not an instrument of knowledge. Definitely not at all vritti jnanam. Not an knowledge of any given object. Knowledge of an object. No, Brahman is not knowledge of an object. Also, why? Because knowledge of an object is time bound. Vritti comes, vritti becomes formed, vritti goes. Vritti has to keep on moving. But before it moves, it becomes registered in memory. If a pen is perceived, an object called pen is perceived, there is thought form, vritti, parinama, pertaining to pen. Thought form of the pen becomes formed in the mind. Then, vritti jnana, oh, there is pen. Pen knowledge happens. Then the vritti, then other object is, book is seen, book is perceived. Then there's a thought form of the book rises. The thought form of the pen becomes registered in memory. And pen thought goes. Then book thought comes. Another object is perceived. Similarly, the book thought becomes registered in memory. Book thought goes. And whatever another object is perceived, thought form pertaining to that object becomes formed. This is vritti jnana. So any vritti, any thought form of any object rises, becomes adjusted and goes. Vrittihi comes and goes. Vrittis are of the nature of fleeting. They have to go. Otherwise, there'll be mixing up of objects. There'll be confusion. The beautiful order in function of mentation. Vritti goes, giving space for another next vritti. So no confusion. You understand pen as a pen, book as a book. Separately, you can distinguish it. This is all possible because of the movement of vritti. Fast movement of vritti. Very fast. So vritti comes and goes. Therefore, vritti is time bound. Again, vritti. We understand more about the vritti later on. In this context, this is enough. Therefore, the following word, this word jnanam implies the reality Brahman in terms of its nature of pure knowledge. pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness, which is the swarupam of the knower, which is swarupam of the known, swarupam of the instrument, swarupam of the vritti jnanam. Without Brahman, there cannot be knower, known knowledge, or karanam. But Brahman is none of these. Brahman is the very swarupam, very truth, very content of the knower, known knowledge. Jnatru jneya jnana swarupam Brahma. So reality, he is the word Brahma here. So what is, we can say the word jnata, the knower, jnayam, jnata, the subject of knowledge, jnayam, the object of knowledge, jnana karanam, jnana sadhanam, instrument of knowledge, or vritti jnanam, the knowledge of an object. All these are vachyarthaha, different literal meanings of the word vachyarthaha. Sometimes generally jnanam means what literal meaning, immediately what comes to our mind is not the subject of knowledge, object of knowledge, not even instrument of knowledge. The jnanam always immediately makes us think of the knowledge of an object. Knowledge of an object. Knowledge of any object is jnanam. So the literal meaning of the word jnanam, vachyartha of the word jnanam is vritti jnanam. Vachyartha of the word jnanam is vritti jnanam, which keeps changing, which is time bound, which comes and goes. In vritti jnanam, as a cognition, has two inseparable subtle factors. One is vrittihi, the material aspect, the material product, and the manifestation of consciousness, the consciousness manifested in the vritti, together constitute vritti jnanam. Vrittis change, but the consciousness manifested in all these variable changing vrittis is invariably present, unchanging, non-arriving, non-departing, one reality, consciousness. With the vritti, consciousness is what? Sagunam. Without vritti, consciousness is pure. So cognitively, we have to delete this vritti. Understand the pure conscious God. Pure consciousness alone, is pure awareness, pure knowledge is the swarupam of Brahma. Swarupam of the reality, nature of the reality, which is the lakshyartha. The pure consciousness is the lakshyartha, implied meaning of the word jnanam. Vachyartha is vritti jnanam. Lakshyartha, implied meaning of the word jnanam, is pure consciousness. So there is a particular lakshanam, lakshana called bhagatyaga lakshana. This bhagatyaga lakshana, this method of arriving at the implied meaning. some part of it should be retained, some part of it should be given up. Then we take the correct meaning. So in vritti jnanam, there's a thought, there is a manifestation of consciousness. So we leave the vrittis, cognitively we delete the vrittis, because vrittis are many, vrittis come and go, but here the consciousness manifest in the vrittis is one and the same, which is doesn't change, doesn't come and go, it's always there. That's why the pure consciousness, which is invariably present in all the variable cognitions, is what known. The pure consciousness alone is taken. Bhagasya svikaranam. Bhagasya tyaga. Vrittis we have to delete. We cognitively delete the vrittis and take only the consciousness. The invariably present consciousness alone is taken. The variable thoughts are given up. It is called Bhagatyaga Lakshana. Of course, we will understand it later on very elaborately. Clearly, we are going to see. Just now, as an introduction, I am giving you this before we enter into the actual text, the actual Bhashyam. Before we read it, I want you to understand this. So we do not take the vachyartha of the word jnanam as mere any vritti jnanam, as knowledge of any object. We take lakshyartha of the word jnanam. Lakshyartha of the word jnanam is pure consciousness, which is invariably present in all the variable thoughts. Lakshyartha. And that pure consciousness is Swarupam of Brahma. Therefore, the Satyam Brahma, the absolutely real Vastu, which obtains the name of existence of everything, having the status of the cause of the universe, is not subject to change or not inert, because it is of the nature of jnanam. This is how we have to connect. Again, that jnanam also is not vritti jnanam, not the literal meaning vachyartha. That is understood how, because the meaning of the word jnanam should match with the meaning of the word sat, anantam. The following word anantam says that Brahman is of the nature of infinitude, limitlessness. Anantam means what? Limitless. Kalataha antaha nasti, deshataha antaha nasti, vastutaha antaha nasti. It is not limited by time, space and object. Reality is of the nature of limitlessness, infinitude. If it is subject or object or instrument or any vritti jnanam, then it must be limited by other two. Therefore, the word anantam releases the word, meaning of the word jnanam, from being a time-bound vritti jnanam, because as pure consciousness is ever of the nature of limitlessness. The pure consciousness is not limited by anything. So as pure consciousness, as pure existence, it is free from all limitations, is actually implied by the term Brahma. This Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam reveals the reality implied by the term Brahma in terms of its nature of pure existence, in the realm of pure consciousness, which is free from all limitations. Anyway, it will become much clearer later on. Let us now see the word here. So, jnanam. Now comes Shankara Bhagavatpada, begins his analysis of this word jnanam, Brahma. Jnanam. This definition, jnanam. Jnanam, knowledge. Jnanam means knowing, literally. But in the abstract noun of the word jnanam in Sanskritam is jnaptihi. Jnaptihi. Jnaptihi is a stilinga shabda. Jnanam is an apusagalinga shabda. Difference is only in gender. So jnanam, the word jnaptihi implies what? This what is implied, revealed by the word jnanam is not jnata or jnan, jnayam or jnana sadhanam or vritti jnanam. No. What is jnanam then? Jnaptihi. Jnaptihi means what? Avabodha. Avabodha. Jnaptihi means the pure knowledge. Pure knowledge. They say pure knowledge, what does it mean? It is not knowledge of a given object. Knowledge of a given object is what? Qualified jnanam. Qualified jnanam. Sagunam jnanam. Book knowledge. Knowledge of the pen, knowledge of a book, knowledge of a man, knowledge of computer. Knowledge of anything is a vritti jnanam, is a qualified jnanam. But without any knowledge of not anything, just the knowledge, pure knowledge, the source of knowledge. The source of knowledge, the pure knowledge. Is what now? Avabodha. Jnaptihi. Avabodha. Then he explains. Bhavasadhana jnana shabdaha. Bhavasadhana jnana shabdaha. Bhavasadhanaha means jnana shabdaha. See, the jnana shabdaha, the word jnanam, can mean anything pertaining to the process of knowing. Anything pertaining to the process of knowing is what? Knower, known, instrument of knowing, and knowledge of an object. So, jnana shabdaha bhavasadhanaha. Bhavasadhanaha. I told you already, bhavaha means thought. Bhavasadhanaha means here the knowing process. The word jnanam can mean the knowing process. Knowing process implies what? Having a thought pertaining to a given object to be known. A thought form of a given object. Generally, the word jnanam, jnana shabdaha, can mean a knowing process associated with any object. But here, this the word jnanam, the definition of Brahman, does not mean any of those, any of the meaning associated with the process of knowing. He says, Natu Jnana Kartru Brahma. Natu Jnana Kartru Brahma. No. Jnana Kartru means the knower Jnata. Jnata Apramata. Jnana Kartru. The doer of the act of knowing is Jnana Kartru, which means Jnata, the knower, the subject of knowledge. Na to Jnana Kartru Brahma. So this absolute reality, ultimate truth implied by the term Brahma definitely is not a Jnana Kartru, not the knower, not the subject of knowledge. So that meaning of the word Jnanam is not the knower of, not the knower, not the subject of knowledge. Why? Because Visheshanatvat Satyanantabhyam Saha. The word Jnanam, the word Jnanam has Visheshanatvam. Here Visheshanatvam means what? The word Jnanam has the status of being a definition of Brahman along with two other definitions, Satyam and Anantam. Satya Anantabhyam Saha Visheshanatvat. As this word Jnanam has the status of being a definition of Brahma along with other definitions, Satyam and Anantam, this word Jnanam does not mean any literal meaning Vachyartha. Does not mean Vachyartha. It does not mean the knowledge of an object. Definitely does not mean all these. Vidhi Jnatru or Jnayam or Jnana Sadhanam. It's all explained. It's all implied here. Is not, definitely does not mean the knowledge of an object. Satya Anantabhyam Saha. Why? Because if we take it as the Vritti Jnanam, we take it as the any other meaning other than taking the Lakshyartham in terms of pure consciousness, if we take any other meaning, literal meaning, including the knowledge, Vritti Jnanam, then it will not match with the meanings revealed by other two words. Satyam already implies the nature of the reality being changelessness. Nature of reality being your existence. Because it has a status of being the cause. So it cannot have a, when you say changelessness is the nature, it cannot have a beginning and an end. As a Vritti Jnanam or Jnatru state, a status of being a knower or object of, being an object of knowledge, being a subject of knowledge, being an instrument of knowledge, being a knowledge of an object, means what? Having a beginning and having an end also. Thus, subject to change. So the word Satyam here releases the word Jnanam from being subject to change. Therefore, Vritti Jnanam cannot be the meaning. Again, if Brahman is the jnata, cannot be other two. If Brahman is object of knowledge, it cannot be object of knowledge, it cannot be instrument of knowledge. If Brahman is any one of the three, then it cannot be the other two, which means it becomes limited. Therefore, the word anantam releases the word jnanam from being mistaken for the subject of knowledge or object of knowledge or instrument of knowledge. With all, only pure knowledge is free from limitations. Therefore, as this word jnanam comes as a definition of Brahman along with other two words, any other literal meaning of the word jnanam, all possible derivations, the meanings of the word jnanam cannot be taken. So it is said, nahi satya anantata, sorry, satyata anantata, satyata anantata cha jnana kritritve sati upapadyate. Jnana kritritve sati satyata anantata cha, satyata anantata cha na upapadyate. What he says here is, jnana kartritve sati. If the meaning of the word Brahman is jnana karta, the knower, jnana kartritve sati. If the meaning of the word Brahman is jnana karta, knower of object of knowledge, then satyata anantata na upapadyate. Satyata, the Brahman having the status of being real, changeless. Brahman having the status of being limitless. That would not fit here. Na upapadyate. It is not possible to have that nature. Of being limitless and being changeless and real. Satyata anantata cha jnana kartrutve sati na upapadyate. You cannot say, oh, Brahman is here, the word jnana means knower. The knower of everything is Brahma. Or knower is Brahma. If we say that Brahman is mistaken to be the subject of knowledge, then the meanings of the word satyam, the meaning of the word anantam will not be possible. Therefore, jnana kartrutvena hi, because these three, that's why the three are so complementary, mutually complementary. They're not connected mutually, but mutually complementary. One word releases the other from other problems, limitations. So, jnana kartrutvena hi, vikriyamanam katham, satyam bhavet anantam cha. Very beautifully, he takes very slowly, gradually, he helps us understand. Jnana kartrutve nahi, with a status of being the knower of, being the status of being a knower. Jnana kartrutvena, having the status of being the knower, definitely Brahman must be subject to change. Vikriyamanam. Vikriyamanam. being subject to change or undergoing changes are changing. Katam satyam bhavet. How can, what implied by the term Brahman, be real and changeless? Anantam cha katam bhavet. How can it be limitless? If Brahman is taken to be the knower, subject of knowledge, being a knower, knower is different from the known, knower is different from the instrument of knowledge also. Being different from other two, limited by the other two, then you cannot say Brahman is subject to, Brahman is limitless. Therefore, katam anantam, how can Brahman be limitless? Katam satyam bhavet, katam anantam cha bhavet, how can Brahman be limitless and changeless? Limitless and changeless reality. If Brahman is undergoing changes, having the status of being the knower, jnana kartrutvena, having the status of being the knower, vikriya manam, the reality which is undergoing change, which is changing, the changing reality, how can it be changeless reality? How can it be anantam, limitless reality? How can it be changeless and limitless? Therefore, definitely, the word jnanam does not mean the literal meaning of the word jnanam. The prathama vipatti meaning as knower is not possible. The word jnanam should not be taken as the knower Brahma. Yaddhi means yat, yadhi, yaddhi. Nakutaschit paribhajyate tad anantam. Now here slowly Shankara Bhagavatpada states what is anantam. Anantam means limitless, infinite. What is anantam? What is infinite? What is that which is infinite, limitless? Tad anantam. Yadhi nakutaschit pravibhajyate. Bhajyate, vibhajyate. Bhajyate itself means what? Separated, okay? Vibhajyate means separated. Pravibhajyate means definitely separated. Pravi, distinctly separated. That which is not separated, pravibhajyate. Nakutaschit pravibhajyate tad anantam. That which is not separated at all from anything, from anywhere, is anantam. Anantam is that. It's not separated, not divided by any means, from any, by any means. Na kutaschit. Kutaha is an indicable word. Kutaha means from where, one meaning. Another meaning is why, how. But here kutaschit, na kutaschit, by no means. So na pravibhajya, that which is not divided at all by any means, that which is not divided at all by any means is anantam. Tad anantam. So infinite is that which is not divided at all by any means, by anything. So not divided, not limited also. Anantam kim yadhi kutaschit kenachit kathanchit na pravibhajyate Tad anantam. Limitless or infinite is that which is not divided or limited by anything, by any means, from anywhere, is anantam. If we take meaning of the word Brahman as knower, subject of knowledge, then Brahman becomes limited by the known, separated from the word limited, the known, the instrument of knowledge. Therefore, jnana kartrutvenahi vikriyamanam, Brahman which is changing, having the status of being the knower, how can it be changeless reality? How can it be limitless? Yadhi nakutaschit pravibhajyate tad anantam. It's a beautiful definition. Anantam kim? What is anantam? Yadhi nakutaschit pravibhajyate tad anantam. That which is not at all limited or divided by anything, by any means, is anantam. Which means what? By anything means what? Time cannot limit, space cannot limit. That which is not limited by time or space or object, no object can limit reality. Because no object is different from Brahma. There must be something which is different from Brahma. Then Brahman becomes limited by something else which is different from it. There's nothing which is different from Brahma. Every object here is nama rupa karma, form, name and function. Then no object is, every object is mithya. Being mithya is not different from satyam Brahma. No object has existence outside of Brahma, independent of Brahma. Therefore, Brahman is what object wise also. No object can limit Brahma because no object is different from Brahma. Even though Brahman is not any object, Brahman is distinct from every object. Brahman is the surupam of every object. Brahman is not limited by any object. So, vastutaha, avachedaha parichedaha nasti. Kaltaha parichedaha nasti. Deshataha parichedaha nasti. Because time is not different from Brahma. Space is not different from Brahma. And all forms, names and functions which exist within the realm of time and space are not different from Brahma. Therefore, Brahman is not limited by anything. Brahman is not divided by anything also. So, na kutaschit yaddhi na pravibhajyate. Na kutaschit pravibhajyate tad anantam. Kutaschit na pravibhajyate tadhi anantam. Jnana kartrutvecha. Are you all following? Jnana kartrutvecha. Jnaya jnana abhyam vibhaktam iti anantata nasyat. See how much he is explaining. Jnana kartrutve. When Brahman is said to have the status of being the knower, the subject of knowledge, then jnaya jnana abhyam pravibhaktam. Then being different from jnayam, the known, and jnanam, the knowledge. If Brahman is taken to be the knower, then knower is different from the known. Knower is different from the knowledge also. So being different from the knower and knowledge. ஜ்ஞேய ஜானாபியாம் பிரவிபக்தம். ஜான கர்த்ருத்வே, when Brahman is said to have the status of being the knower, pravibhaktam, separated from, being different from jnayam, the known, and jnanam, the knowledge, jnaya jnanabhyam pravibhaktam. Being different means being divided. Being different, being divided, being different from the object of knowledge and knowledge. Anantata nasyat. Then infinitude, the status of having, having the status of being limitless is not possible. Having the status of being infinite, infinite is not possible. Anantata, anantam limitless. Anantata means what? Having the status of being infinite, having the status of being limitless will not be. Nasyat, when, if it is taken to be the knower. So the literal meaning of being the knower is taken for the word Brahma, then there will be this logical problem. See, the issues will be there. So all the three words, the meaning of each word should not contradict the meaning of other two words. What is conveyed by the, what is implied by the word jnanam should not be contradicted by what is implied by the word satyam. What is revealed by the nature of Brahman revealed by the word anantam. So, whatever is revealed by each word should not be contradicted by what is revealed by other two words. For anantata nasyat means what? Simple. A Brahman is taken to be the knower. A knower is different from known and the knowledge. And being different, then you cannot say Brahman is limitless. It is not possible to say Brahman is limitless. Therefore, these meanings cannot be taken. Literal vachyarthaha. Vachyarthaha should not be taken. We have to carefully see Prathama Vitpatti, Dvitiya Vitpatti Artha, Tritya Vitpatti Artha means what? All these possible meanings, the derivations of the word jnanam should not be taken. That's the idea conveyed here. Have made it clear? You must nod your head. Okay. Very nice. Now, an interesting portion comes. To make this very clear, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents a quotation from Chandogya Upanishad. In the Chandogya Upanishad, there's specific one special chapter with the title of Bhuma Vidya. And the word, let me make it very clear. He presents one small quotation here, actually, it's a beautiful portion. Let me give the meaning of the word Bhuma today. Bhuma. Bhu literally means, sometimes, you know, we have another meaning also. Bhu means always we first think of Mother Earth. Bhu. And Ma means mother. Bhuma means Mother Earth. But that is not the meaning here. Here, Bhuma is actually Nakarantaha Pullingaha Bhuman Shabdaha. Brahman is a Nakaranta Napumsakalinga Shabdaha. Whereas Bhuman is a Nakaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. പുല്ലിംഗ ശബ്ദ, മാസ്കുലിൻ ജെൻഡർ വേർഡ്. ബട്ട് ദ വേർഡ് ഭൂമൻ ഇൻ നോമിനേറ്റീവ് കേസ് ഈസ് ഭൂമ. സോ ഭൂമ ഈസ് ഈക്വൽ ടു ബ്രഹ്മ. സോ ഭൂമ ഓൾസോ മീൻസ് ഇൻഫിനിറ്റ്. സോ ദാറ്റ് വിച്ച് ഈസ് ടൈം വൈസ്, സ്പേഷ്യലി ഓബ്ജക്ട് വൈസ്, ലിമിറ്റ്ലെസ്, ഈസ് ഇൻഫിനിറ്റ്, ഈസ് ഭൂമ. സോ ഭൂമ ഈസ് അനദർ വേർഡ് ഫോർ ബ്രഹ്മ. സോ ഭൂമവിദ്യ മീൻസ് ബ്രഹ്മവിദ്യ. സോ ഇൻ ദ ചാന്തോക്യ ഉപനിഷത്ത് വേർ ഡെഫിനിഷൻ ഓഫ് ഭൂമ ഈസ് ഗിവൻ ആൻഡ് ഹൂ ഇൻ വാട്ട് ഈസ് ദ കോണ്ടെക്സ്റ്റ് ഇൻ വിച്ച് ദ ഡെഫിനിഷൻ ഓഫ് ഭൂമ, ഡെഫിനിഷൻ ഓഫ് ദി അബ്സല്യൂട്ട് റിയാലിറ്റി ബ്രഹ്മ ഈസ് ഗിവൻ. The context is that the sage Narada, Narada Maharshi is known for his tremendously wide wisdom, knowledge. We can always say there's no discipline which Narada had not studied. Narada Maharshi had knowledge of everything. And this Narada Maharishi approached another great sage of the four Manasaputras. There's another great sage, Sanat Kumaraha. Sanat Kumaraha was a sage, even played the role of a teacher, even for Narada. So Sanat Kumara Maharishi was approached by Narada Maharishi. So Narada Maharishi was very well known. Therefore, when Narada Maharishi approached Sanat Kumaraha and asked him for the relief from pain, suffering, when he asked differently, what is that which will relieve a person from suffering? All from suffering for good. That was the one question. So Sanat Kumaraha did not give the answer immediately, because he wanted to make it clear, it is the knowledge of the absolute reality, it is this only knowledge which alone can relieve a human mind from suffering, sorrow for good. It is only jnanam. So without any other knowledge, a person has only this Brahma Jnanam, he can be free from suffering. Even a person has any amount of knowledge he has, if a person does not have his one knowledge of this reality, then he cannot help being subject to suffering. The only difference is that that's why this Brahma Jnanam, always called Bhumavidya, is said to be, you know, Paravidya. Why it's exalted knowledge? After knowing which everything else, nothing needs to be known. After knowing which everything else becomes known as it were. Why? In knowing this truth, all problems become solved for good simultaneously. Swami used to say, Kundodu Kailasa. Everything, all problems simultaneously will become resolved. Therefore, this is Paravidya. Bhamavidya is Paravidya. Brahmavidya is Paravidya. Therefore, instead of giving him directly the answer, Sage Sanat Kumara asked Narada what all knowledge he had. Then Narada Maharshi gave a big list of disciplines that he knew. Then it was in that context, Sanat Kumara Maharshi said to Narada Maharshi, it is Bhumavidya. Then in that context, he defined, and Narada Maharshi asked, what is Bhuma? Then he is it Bhuma is that which does not know anything else. What is Bhuma? Bhuma is that which does not know anything else. What does it mean? Does not know anything else means there's nothing else is there other than Bhuma, one meaning. Bhuma alone is there. Therefore, nothing is there to be known. Second thing, Bhuma is that which does not know, which is free from doership, which has no, which is not associated with any action, including the process of knowing. Absolute reality implied by the term Bhuma is that which is not associated with any process of knowing, which is not the knower. One meaning. Another meaning is there is nothing else other than Brahma to be known. Therefore, what he defines, there's a beautiful, we're going to see it, there's a long, there's a very nice mantra, but instead of giving the whole mantra in this clear, Shankara Bhagavatpada quotes only the relevant sentence. What he says, Yatra nanyat vijanati sa bhuma saha bhuma. That is the absolute reality, ultimate truth implied by the term Brahma, Bhuma. Yatra anyat na vijanati. Which does not know another thing. The word yatra literally means where. Where one does not see a second thing, that we'll see another meaning. But here yatra should be taken as yat. That which does not know another thing is bhuma. Means bhuma is that which does not know, which means Brahman does not have, Brahman is not the subject of knowledge. The reality implied by the term Brahman is not subject of knowledge. The word jnanam does not mean the knower, the subject of knowledge. That is not the meaning. Even though that meaning can be derived from the word jnanam. Then, atha, yatra anyat vijanati tad alpam. Alpam means that limited. Bhuma is infinite. Finite is alpam. Yatra anyat vijanati, that which knows another thing is limited, finite, tad alpam. Yatra anyat vijanati, means what? Yat anyat vijanati, that which knows another thing as an object, tad alpam, that is finite, that is limited. So that which is limitless, limitless is that which does not see, know another thing. Means the subject of knowledge in the knower is alpam, finite, limited, because it's different from the known and the knowledge, limited by known and knowledge. Whereas Brahman is not the Bhuma, the reality implied the term Bhuma or Brahman is not the knower, does not know. Therefore, what? It's very Swarupam of the knower, known knowledge, which we will understand in the following class, tomorrow's class. Okay? We'll see tomorrow. Any questions here? If you have any questions, text me. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnah Purnamudachyate பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் தத் சத். ஸ்ரீகுருப்யோ நம. ஹரி ஓம். சி ஈவன் நவ் வி ஆர் ஒன்லி சீன் லிட்ரல் மீனிங்ஸ். வி ஆர் நாட் சி ஸ்டில் இட்ஸ் அ பிரம்ம ஜானம் விச் ஆர் ட்ரைங் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஒன்லி பரோக்ஷ ஜானம். இட் ஹேஸ் டு பிகம் அபரோக்ஷ ஜானம் ஃபார் விச் வி ஹவ் டு டூ தட் யூஸ் த பிரக்ரியா. You will do that. I was supposed to do it today, but because we have not yet completed this meaning, so I have not yet done it, we'll do it. When we go to Yo Vedanihi Tanguhayam, when that meaning comes, then you will have Aparoksha Jnana.